It is 6:30 in beautiful Barbados and the Eastern Caribbean. It is now time for the program Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say goodnight to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect, 6:30 p.m. VOB 92.9 FM. Big ups to all my crew on the outside, locked on to the nation's number one station. Today, begin take a few messages, you know, share some important info. Only do my civic duty to put out some good messages out there, and then we can get on to crop over. Tell Lou get by a microphone. Lou is my co-host today. Young horse get by a mic, Lou. Today you my co-host, and we can have such a wonderful time. First, the East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists presents the Hope for Better Things, a health extravaganza. It's from June 16th to 29th, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. is the East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Who's on the Zoom? Please mute your microphone. Thank you. The East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists presents
the Hope of Better Things. Thank you so much. Good afternoon, and thank you for giving this opportunity. The Hope of Better Things, a health extravaganza, is a wonderful opportunity for us to come together to learn about nutrition and diet, to build a positive mindset, to apply the 10 laws of health, and much more. During this extravaganza, we will be providing emotional support and resources, promoting spiritual growth and development, building loving and stronger relationships, and learning how to become better stewards in replenishing our resources right here on Earth.
No problem. Thank you. Continue and let us know who you are, please.
I am Dr. Cornelius, and I will be the main speaker during these 2 weeks of health extravaganza. I will be joined by several of the Seventh-day Adventist churches, Maranatha, Ephesus, Advent Avenue, and many more. So we will be in the Britain Hill section on Britain Hill Road, in that crossroad, Britain's crossroads on Britain Hill in the Seventh-day Adventist Conference Center, which is in St. Michael's. We'll be giving out gifts 1 hour before we actually start the series. We are going to be offering health consultations. So come on out and join us. Because whether it's diabetes, high blood pressure, trouble in the relationship, can't find your way financially, whatever it is, we're going to be looking at depression, anxiety. We're going to be looking at mental, emotional, physical, social, financial, as well as spiritual well-being.
Now, you say that you are a doctor. Can you tell us what is your area? Doctor of what?
My specialty is public health with an emphasis on health prevention. So we want to catch you before you're actually diagnosed with any degenerative disease such as cancer, high blood pressure, high cholesterolemia, cancer, depression, anxiety, divorce, broken relationships, unemployment, whatever. Those six areas of health and wellness and its impact on our health, we educate and also treat. Our focus is utilizing God's natural remedies, such simple things as water therapy, nutrition, exercise, sunshine, your good old sunshine, water, proper rest. Many people are sleeping, but they are not resting. And of course, God's trust in God. If we had a Mercedes, we would not bring it to a Kia mechanic. So these bodies, these temples were created by God. So he has the manual. He gives us the blueprint, and he wants us to learn how to take care of these temples. So we teach 10 simple natural laws.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Love it. Now I realize that the church is who's bringing this initiative. Is this part of your mandate? And can you please tell Barbados why is it important for the church to be bringing these type of initiatives? And I want to thank you, ma'am, so much for coming on this evening and taking time with your busy schedule to share a few minutes with me, you know, to speak and spread the good word. And let Barbados know what you're doing. So before you continue, just want to thank you so much for agreeing to come on board and speak with me this evening.
Yes, well, why the church? Because God is our creator. He is our sustainer. He is our provider, but he's also our healer. And Christ came so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. In the new earth, as the Christians believe, it will be above and beyond abundance health, because there will be no more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering, no more sickness, no more death. That is above and beyond. So the abundance of health that Christ wants us to experience is right here. And that is really the commission that Christ gave the church when he was leaving earth. He said, "Beloved, I wish above all else that you will prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper." And the soul is the area where we process our emotions. So the negative emotions that will actually afflict our liver, which has over 800 functions, two of its most important functions is the elimination of toxins, whether they are mental, emotional, physical toxins, but also the role that it plays in metabolizing our food. Metabolism might sound like a very complex process. If broken down, it talks about absorption, ingestion, digestion, absorption, as well as elimination. And if any one of those four steps of metabolism are altered, then health is affected negatively.
I love it. Ma'am, can you tell me, I don't want to date you or age you, of course, but can you tell me how long have you been on this mission? Because you sound quite passionate about this mission. Can you tell us how long have you been on this mission?
Broke up a little bit there. Talk to me. You're breaking up.
Are you getting me clear now?
Hear and answer you.
Are you getting me clear now?
I can speak. You're breaking up a little, but we're praying and we know God is going to clear the line where I can hear you and respond appropriately.
I don't know if it was your internet because it's breaking up, and he was asking you how long you were doing this work, ma'am. Doctor.
I can't hear you. You're asking me something about doing the work.
How long have you been doing the work? Doing this work, doctor. That's what he was asking.
I have been a clinician for over 46 years. So I was saying I have been a clinician for over 46 years, and for the last 22 plus years I have been involved in the naturopathic medicine.
I want to say
to you, Sluggy, that I actually myself have suffered many of these degenerative diseases, and that's where I crossed over, as it were, utilizing learning, teaching, as well as utilizing God's natural remedies in my own health. I'm a survivor of cancer twice. I've had 5 major abdominal surgeries, and I've had 3 major surgeries on my neuromuscular system. And I'm here to tell you that God is still the greatest physician.
I like that perseverance. I love that endurance. It's like you're not just here speaking about health. You are a living example of it. You're a person that has been through a lot, and you still, no matter with all these different health ailments, 40 years in, you're still passing on the message. I commend you for that. That is inspirational, doctor. Truly.
And I love the fact that you have given us an opportunity on your wavelength to proclaim this message, because I'm sure that you're going to air it and the entire island of Barbados is going to hear. And we're inviting them to come and to see and to know a man who's not going to charge them not one penny, but who cares about their health, who cares about their relationship, about their resources, about their overall well-being, their mental as well as their emotional health. So we want to thank you also for giving us this opportunity. We consider it a golden opportunity.
No problem. This is Dr. Cornelius. Salute to Dr. Cornelius. The East Caribbean Conference of Seventh-day Adventists presents the Hope for Better Things. A health extravaganza is finally here. Just what we've been waiting for and exactly what we need for these times is June 16th to the 29th, 2024, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The place is the Seventh-day Adventist Conference Center, Britain's Cross Road, Britain's Hill, St. Michael. They ask you to please come early by 6:15 p.m. for a free consultation. Mama just want to tell you that's brilliant, doctor. For a listen again, please come early for a free consultation. Let's take steps toward a healthier lifestyle. 434-1790 is my number. 434-1790 is my number. But the hope for better things, ma'am, before we let you go, one more time, I want to tell Barbados what to expect when they come to this event, and why should they attend this event?
Well, we know in Barbados right now, there's a lot of challenges with health. There's a lot of cardiovascular disease. There's high blood pressure. There's a lot of diabetes and many degenerative diseases. So the hope for better things is really to educate people on these lifestyle changes, where they can prevent these degenerative diseases from occurring. So we teach 10 simple ways of how we can avoid and prevent, because we believe strongly that disease does not come without a cost. And so when we're diagnosed or when we find an ailment, we want to ascertain the cost. We want to find out, why is my blood sugar not under control? Why can I not lose weight? Why is my blood pressure high? Why am I depressed? Why am I having trouble in my marriage? Why is my purse always empty? We want to teach some practical ways. So when you come to Britain's Cross Road on Britain Hill in St. Michael, you can expect to find some of the kindest and the most compassionate people who care about you as a human being. We're told that Christ's method, and that is what we're going to be utilizing during these 2 weeks, that his method alone brings true success. What did Christ do when he walked on this earth? He met people as one who cared about humanity. He mingled with them as one who cared. He sought their needs. He met those needs. He ministered to those needs. He won their confidence. And then he said, follow me, living a lifestyle of abundant health, whether it's mental, emotional, social, physical, spiritual, or financial.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, people. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you so much for passing through. I will continue to share the word. Thank you so much for passing through. I want to wish you a wonderful evening and an even better weekend and all the success. I will be sharing the information. I will be on board and it will be continuing to spread the word. I just want to thank you so much for passing through Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme and having a chat with your boy, Uncle Sluggy.
Well, I would love for you to come down. I don't know if you do coverage on the street, in the road, but if you can come down and provide coverage so that they can actually see us in action, and you yourself will benefit from some of these things that we will teach. We'll have demonstrations. We'll have what we call health nugget before the health series. And come and be blessed yourself and your team.
Thank you. No problem, ma'am. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much for coming through. Truly, truly appreciate it. And we will be on board to support in every way we can. Salutes to you and have a great evening.
Thank you. And God bless your work. Take care. And thanks again, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
No need to go welfare. It's funding from over city. We're top over live. No need to go elsewhere. It's vibes in from over city. We're top over live.
Over City. Fest, food, friends, family, music, fun, and fireworks. No need to go elsewhere. All the action is in Cropover City. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp. Listen to Hot 95.3 FM, VOB 92.9 FM, and The Beat 104.1 FM.
No need to go elsewhere. It's fun in Cropover City. Where Cropover lives. No need to go elsewhere. His vibes in Cropover City, where Cropover lives.
Cropover City!
What if, for just a moment, we could step into someone else's shoes? Imagine a world where understanding replaces judgment and empathy triumphs over prejudice.
In this world, biases are acknowledged. And instead of ignoring them, we choose to confront them head on. What if we all took a collective pause to check my bias?
It starts with self-awareness, recognizing each of us carry biases, ingrained beliefs that color our perception.
What if we decided to question those biases, to challenge the stereotypes that separate us?
Picture a society where we celebrate our differences and understand that mental health struggles are not a sign of weakness, but rather a shared human experience.
So what I want you to do now is close your eyes and imagine a world where the fight against stigma on mental health is replaced with compassion.
What if we stop defining people by their struggles and instead focus on their strengths?
Imagine a future where anti-stigma isn't just a phrase, but a movement, a commitment to fostering a more inclusive and understanding world.
A world where mental health conversations are open, honest, and free of judgment.
So let's make this what if a reality. It starts with each of us. Let's check my bias and break down the walls that divide us.
Together, let's be allies in the fight against stigma. Let's check my bias.
Let's stand together for mental health.
A message from the Ministry of Health and Wellness and the Barbados Government Information Service.
Crop Over City presents Fireworks 2024
on VOB 92.9.
Music, artists, band leaders, tents, writers, quizzes, prizes, tickets, and more. Your hosts, Ronnie Clark
and Chrissy D.
The name Cultural Cardio. I was like,
love the name.
Yeah,
Cultural Cardio. That's pretty.
Yeah,
nice.
I was like, okay, so if I go and say that we doing a workout class, people gain, you know, want to criticize it and stuff like that.
Right, but we woke up already, so exactly. When we come to a class, so culture.
And in
cardio
my head is like, we embrace Zumba, we embrace all other types of
very
dance.
True.
Why can't we embrace our own style and fuse it together? So I got big up Jessica Jessis, who came up with the name Cultural Cardio.
Fireworks is brought to you in association with Barbados Industries Limited.
10 minutes before 7, back to Sluggy Dan and Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme.
Yes, Crop Over 2024, celebrating 50 years of Crop Over and we outside. Lou, what's going on, my brother? How things?
Man, things not too bad, you know, Sluggy. How things with you?
Everything good. That's working hard with Crop Over, with Bim Got Talent. Preparing for some showcases overseas.
Yes,
still making sure that I run programs on radio. So just trying to keep busy as possible and hope that some sort of blessings come from all the hard work.
Yeah.
I'm working hard, man. How the studying coming?
Things pretty good. I actually been doing some freelance work for News on the Go, content creation, doing some stories, even doing some interviews on camera, that kind of stuff. So I've been doing some stuff.
News on the Go. I saw News on the Go popping a lot online. News on the Go is a youth platform, or it just looks that way?
Yeah, it's news for young people by young people.
Oh, nice, boy. So tell me a little about News on the Go. What do you cover, or do you cover everything?
Well, we just mainly trying to cover some like hot topics and stuff like that. So like one of the first topics I covered was when the military black was I can't remember the name of the operation, but when we had the Black Hawk helicopters flying over Barbados, that was one of the first stories I had done. And yeah, just little things. For example, I even covered the renovations, don't oystings and stuff like that for, you know, Cricket World Cup and all of that. So it's been yes, slowly coming. But I like it, I'm enjoying it. So
I like it, and it is young people.
Yes, I say news by young people for young people.
Well, that's great. Keep doing it, it can pay off for sure.
Yes.
It can pay off. Keep in there. I love it. Crop Over 2024. I hope that you can. I know before, you probably never take part as heavily, but I hope you plan to take part in Crop Over this year.
Yeah, I definitely do. But even if it's not to dance itself, I will be there capturing content, taking pictures, videos, and stuff like that. So
I
can find myself in it.
Good. No, we can. We can take a listen to some tunes and listen to some lyrics, some melodies, some music. All you want to hear, Village Ram, but Ayubeb first. I think this is a clever song. Ayubeb is the reigning Pickety Crop Monarch. Lou, he's the reigning monarch from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And this song he has this year sounds like a pretty good choice to defend. And I think he got it in the bag already. But I want to hear what Barbados think. 4341790. All you let me take a listen to Village Ram.
Oh yeah. What my country can do for me, but what I can do for my country. And with the declining fertility, I am reporting for duty, Lord. So I'm planning to increase my copulations cause the work falls short by about 80,000. Well, I ain't got no children, so I go make a contribution. But first, I must lay down my condition.
Auntie,
can you do something about the cost of living for me?
Auntie,
so I could be the wife outside with myself and baby.
Auntie,
if you start to give men concessions on child money,
Auntie,
I am telling you, you would now see pregnancy. I'll be propositioning young women at your Paris peaks, and while you're there sweet talking them, I'll be practicing while you preach. I don't want you worried about unions or cares well striking again, cause I offering you a different labor pain. Auntie, I come to you with a plan, I doing more than lending a hand. Tell Riri send down a order of France to hail the river for the village ram. Search we starting to see less male and more female babies. So let out breeding them black belly sheep and tell off and send down some ladies, Lord. Cause I'm planning some diplomatic relations to revive the West Indies Federation. I want Chinese, Iron Dogla, white children and Latina sitting down eating chafet with their father.
Auntie,
give us a stadium and not many stadia.
Auntie,
so we could win a gold medal at the next Carifta.
Auntie,
environmentally education is in a storm.
Auntie,
and I worried for my children with all of this. I don't want you worrying your head about Ralphie, does go and come. Me and you ain't got chick or child, but we know a prodigal son. I know you might be suspecting who go be next to fly out the nest. If you kneel and pray, you might see Saint Michael Northwest. And do you want the family expand? Long time my mother wanted a brand. It ain't no jacket like with Ninja Man, just the offspring of the village ram. Land and die. Hey, give me, give me. Mama, as long as all my women of age, there will be no discrimination. And I won't be like some of them men in this place that take women from where they live and beat them. I practice in good conflict resolution to set a good example for me children. Cause we must avoid trouble like issues at the hospital, cause just now the maternity ward goes struggle.
Auntie,
you must do something about the mess with Dr. Ronnie.
Auntie,
they say that he come from you, and so please control your picnic.
Auntie,
can you please address the recent string of robberies?
Auntie,
but I want you start with the burglary at George Street. I hear that Ralph saying how the police lost faith in the bees. Like dems have them on speed dial now, look how quick they turn up for Steve. I don't want you calling no snap election, auntie, you have to stand firm. Cause it's you must carry this country for the full term. Auntie, I want you give me the chance, reproduction going to be enhanced. 150 strong milligrams, the Viagra dose for the village ram. Boy, a shout out to all the men taking Cialis, Viagra, Camagra, whatever agra you taking. We
we got to repopulate Barbados.
Music from iWeb with Village Ram. Crop Over 2020. Or back to Sluggy and Lou.
Coming in hot, man. iWeb. Village Ram for Crop Over 2024. I suspect he's defending the crown with this one.
Man, it's a nice song, Sluggy. It's a nice, I say it's a nice song. Like, as you know, I don't got much experience with like soca music. Well, sorry, this is Calypso. Forgive me. See, I get it mixed up already. But I actually like it. It's a nice little rhythm, relaxed and stuff like that. And if I remember, you're talking about Game More Children, right? That, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but it was me asking to bring up the population sign. So Sluggy is a massive. Let me know what yeah. if I wrong, yeah. if I right or what.
Well, that's the mask in the topic. He talking about much deeper things than children. He's speaking about the things that we should get right first, and then he could afford to get children. So that's the angle. You know, it's a very clever angle. Saying, well, Auntie, we want these things do. Auntie, what about these things? Auntie, how about this or how about that? You know what I mean? And once we get these things sorted out, of course he would go ahead and have lots of children. That's the angle going down.
Fair enough. Well, I definitely talking about a topic that relevant because I have heard one too many conversations in a village shop or just on the street or road, people talking about how they asking you to get more children, but what more children in this economy? So in terms of a relevant topic, it definitely a strong one, but I don't know if it's enough to win. I don't know how the other competition is gonna come up, but definitely based on the topic, it got some sticking points for sure.
4341790, who you got to win the crown? 4341790, how you liking the music so far? All you say, we have Cog on the line still.
Good evening, sir.
Hello, hi, good evening.
Hello? Good evening, welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening.
Good evening to you, Mr. Watson. The one and only.
Yes, sir. Like yes, sir. Yes.
Great.
I good man. I guess working hard, Wesley, but I contented.
Right. Well, I know you're out there working. I know you're trying to do your bit. You're trying to do.
Yeah.
Helping whatever way you could, you know. And I admire you, right? And I got...
Yeah, I know you got me back.
Yeah, of course. Look, you're like family now. I can't get away from you. Look.
I can't. Now we locked in for life, Wesley. We locked in for life. We in the game here.
Right.
Disagree, green, and green. We locked in until death and beyond.
I believe that.
We're ready for life.
The correct word. Anyhow, look, you just said to the whole nation that you really embo, or you don't know too much about the Calypso, right?
That was me.
I don't want to misquote you.
That's Lou.
That was me, sir. I am the resident young person here.
Oh, that you? I just again tell Sluggy that you're just leaving the public how you pick apart the song.
Well, as an expert, come on, man. I truly believe the expert. This thing, we know.
Yeah, you know, but the guy that, well, not the guy, your guest that says he don't think, he just pick apart the song.
He named Lou the Bajan.
Yeah, Lou the Bajan, sir.
Lou the Bajan.
Resident young person in the room.
He's Wesley, yeah. Young enough to be my child, so you gotta know how young he is.
He's young enough to be my grand.
Wow.
No, I mean, see, Lou, how old you is? How old is Lou?
I turned 24 in August. I born in 2000.
Well, good, and I'm 43, so you're not young enough to be my son.
Okay. My first grandson, my first grandchild is 19,
so give you an idea how young he is.
Right.
So let me school you.
He just pull apart the vital areas of my website. And he's correct. I don't even think that I could explain it more better. But the truth is, you're keeping me back. No, because I head in to see Yvette perform that song. And I, you know,
I make sure.
You know, a classic is my man, you understand, for donkey years. So I want to see classic as well. When they get Yvette in classic.
So tell me how you like a classic one.
Of course.
How you like a classic song that called like.
Classic is the veteran. Right? And classic know how to get things done. Classic know how to work that audience. All right? And you know a classic.
So you think he got a chance? You think he got a chance to be thrown
at Yvette? Of course. Pardon me?
Whoa.
What you asked me
I like that.
No, what you asked me? You asked me something about classic and
Yvette. If he had a chance to dethrone Yvette.
No, what I was saying though, Yvette is already in the Guardians, right? But I expect Classic to meet him in the Guardians. Two of these guys is my friends, and I know they have a lot of respect for me. So I'm not going to call a number. What I would do, I would wait for performance night on D night. And I would
judge. And I'll be there for sure.
I like that. You know? I like that
response. Where my comments don't matter anyhow. Right? But Barry Wilkerson could tell you, last year when I went, step off the stage, I went over because we were sitting quite close to we wanted. I went over and tell Barry Wilkerson, show then, I went
over.
Just walk away with the care, the price, the everything. You walk away with the whole garden. But that gone. Today, right, I think that Aleb have his work cut out. And I'm hoping, because I ain't get to the tent yet. This is the first one I go into if I reach there. And I'm hoping to reach there in a few minutes. But Aleb, don't ever discount that guy. Don't ever discount Water Street. I think they got the knack, at least for putting down a good calypso. They understand what calypso is all about. They understand the winning formula. You understand? So I am discounting. I didn't got that locked down. I mean, a few years ago, as you very well know, I think there was some cashy phrase out. That time the finals used to hell at the Kensington, and this catchy phrase come out: if you want to get to Kensington, you got to pass through Water Street. You remember that?
Quickest way to Kensington is through.
The quickest way to Kensington is through Water Street. It's through Water Street. Anyhow, look.
Yeah, man.
I don't want to sound like a repeating myself. But as you very well know, this is my time. And I like what I'm hearing so far. Mm. I like the commentary so far. And I believe...
I am pleased so far.
Yeah. I ain't too big on the soca thing, right? I ain't too big on that. But I love the commentary. Whether it's political or whether it's social. Mm. I love the commentary. Mm. Wherever the commentary is, you will find where it is. All right, and I don't mean Wesley.
Yes.
I mean Wesley. Yes. Channel. You know how to get that, Sluggy.
Yeah. Yeah, the legend, Wesley, take the legend, man. You know, he loves me, woman, to all.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Woman, the coolest man in work. Anybody out there at work at Ready Mix, Charles Tate from Ready Mix, Tate from Ready Mix. Wesley Tate, that's my old man. Love him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Great man.
Anyhow.
Never angry, always.
He come from Mongol stock. What do you expect? Right? The boy was, the man was raised. Facts. He was brought up, he didn't drag up.
Facts.
Anyhow, I go on for now, and I will hear you next week.
Enjoy your show, sir.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your show, Vez. Salutes to you. We got another caller online. All the 434-1790. Don't mind, I'm taking all calls tonight. I promise I will ignore no one tonight. 434-1790. I got the young 24-year-old Ludi Bajan on the inside, and we're teaching about calypso this evening. Talk to me, caller.
Hello, good night, Sluggy Dan. This is Sugar. I just called to say good night.
Good night. This sound like Sugar. This sound like Sugar Digger from St. Andrew, my girl.
Sugar Digger.
Stop, we're talking about.
I just called. So I have a good night.
Oh, yeah.
Coming. You good?
Yes, my good for no. I good for no. Ollie here on the inside chilling, working hard as usual. Salutes to Ollie. I got the youngster, Ludi Bajan. And we just here having some chat about Crop Over 2024 and Calypso. And we can listen to some music. Everything good with you and all your family on the inside?
Yes. Yes, everything good and beautiful. So you have a good night. And when you get home, please, Connie, get home safe. I'll hear you next week, Kenny, name me, Lord. Yeah? Love you.
Any name, of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, sugar digger. I love you. You know I love you to all. So, Lou, the beard. All right, Lou, we can take in another. We can take in another song, Lou.
Yeah,
and listen
to
the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Let me go. We can take in Lux, boy. I hear Rezzy highly recommend Lux, boy, classic. So, mm-hmm. All you could pull up Lux, boy, classic. And let me take a listen to this one that Rezzy likes so much.
How much likes you get? Anything goes on the internet. I want me like it. Want me like it. Social media, some ain't got no shame. Anything to get 5 minutes of fame. I don't like it. Telling you now, I don't like it. I have a right to like what I choose to like. That is my constitutional right. Don't get no damn attitude with me. Me liking easy, cause I like the party, like me smartly and still struggling about it. Well, nobody shouldn't feel no way, just because I say. They getting bout here and push who they like, getting bout here and promote who they like. So you can get and talk where you like, nobody can tell me what to like. They getting bout here and help who they like. Protect who they like, so you can get and fret all your life. Nobody can tell me what to like. Programs and policies to help the people, I would like that. Fix the bad roads that hurt my vehicle, I would like that. Food prices giving me legs, I don't like it. One day, light bill now making me bald. Following you, post your little dog and your fat cat. But people like it, they want you like it. Validate them now, don't hurt the pride. Young people committing suicide, I don't like it. Serious, I don't like it. Everybody like what they want to like. I don't even care if it's wrong or right. You like slackness and vulgarity. Deep all your life. When I can't tell me what I like. A strong opposition, a leader who will listen, I would like that. If torn on a mission to deal with division, I would like that. In fighting, getting me sick, I don't like it. One bit. Backbiting make you look small, I don't like it at all. Tell the truth.
in their bank account. And young criminals robbing old people. I don't like it. Tell you straight, I don't like it. Is that who we try so hard to be like? Well, I never liked a stereotype. A hardware store like it got them good. Whenever men advertising would, women like them toys, some like bad boys, not like mere money for true. Scratch all your life. When a girl tell me what I like. Keep off the people farms, leave the people yams.
I will like that.
Check the deputy, hope them in a scams.
I would like that.
Contractors them full of it.
I don't like it one bit.
Cherry picking and then had it all.
I don't like it at all.
Yeah, yeah, Sluggy. He had a lot of things he liked. He had a lot of things he don't like.
Yeah, I feel it coming on to the end more from around the end of the second verse towards the end. I know starting to feel it more. I probably have to listen to it a couple more times, but judging from watching competitions over the years and my experience, I could tell that Live on Stage is going to be a good song, because what he could do for Judging Night and the finals and so on is introduce so many different things, and the song has potential to be current. Because, you know, as you said, he's singing about a lot of things. He's singing about a lot of things he like, mm-hmm. and he's singing about a lot of things he don't like. Mm-hmm. So the song got great potential to be current by the way he's singing, because something can happen this evening, and he can sing about it tonight. You know what I mean? Lou Gap on radio and Cuss Me Black and White. I don't like it. You know what I mean? Like he talk about my song on his program tonight. I don't like it. So the song got great potential to be current. To be current and stay up with the times, and the lyrics and the melody, the easy to patch in. So I think is clever for a competition. We have another caller, 4341790, 4341790. We have another caller back in the Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme.
Yes, good night, Sluggy. Yeah, I do a class as music as a classic. That song going a long way. But I have two other songs. I didn't get in the tent yet, but I have two other songs I'm watching. Romance and Marie and Blood, and Mr. Blood. Mr. Blood, what is this song? What is the name of his song? What is the name of Mr. Blood's song, though? Workout? I think it is Workout. Oliver?
I'm checking on my brother. I work out.
Yeah, I work out. Yeah. That and Romance, yeah, song. Those two songs I watch in closely. But classic as music.
Oh, you like those songs?
Yeah, those two songs I watch. Yeah, those two songs.
You like those songs?
Yeah, those two songs give trouble. They don't give trouble.
And Romance is Men in Short Supply.
Men in Short Supply, yeah.
Nice.
Men in Short. That's a nice thing.
Bigger player. We can play already virtue and two of them, but what you like about those two songs? Can you tell us what you like about those songs?
You see, again, Men in Short Supply. You listen carefully. You can take them on a two-way street. Yeah, you can take them two-way street. And Mr. Blood at his workout, just checking and see what he's working out. He ain't really working out to be fit. He's working out all the bills. You understand all the bills and thing and the. Terms of the economy, yeah. Very cleverly written songs.
Well, nice.
Lady Virtue is not bad.
Nice. We get that. Huh?
Lady Virtue is not bad either. Lady Virtue is not bad.
Lady Virtue. I have one called Barbados. We cry. But we gonna do? Don't move. If you go a couple minutes, Ollie, pull up one of the songs that he mentioned. Let me take a listen while he on air, and then come back to him. Let me take a listen.
Yeah, well, what we can do, Sluggy, because we're wrapping up at 7:30, and it's now 20 minutes after 7, you've got three songs. Barbados, We Cry, Lady Virtue, I Work Out, Mr. Blood, Men in Short Supply, Romancia Murray. Which one would you like to hear in full, Sluggy?
I want to hear Romancia, Men in... Wait, near Men in what?
Men in Short Supply.
Generalization, growing stress and expectation. More and more we seeing underachieving men. Yes, in every program, in every test and every exam, previous male excellence on a downward trend. Errol Miller, that social scientist, publishes thesis. Men at risk. Everywhere you turn, you could see the slide. It's a big concern, the truth we can't hide. Check every scholarship listing. Females on top, the males missing. Tell me then, where the men? From science to engineering, you're more than glaring. Tell me then, where the men? Who's studying law?
A few men.
Management and more.
A few men.
Presidents to prime ministers. Women riding high. But in every jail,
Monday,
courthouse without fail,
simply,
you cannot deny the woman on top. Men in short supply. Media running every show like Oprah. Yes, on every network, women doing well. While for some strange reason, asked on Lemon, Tucker Carlson, male jobs disappearing. Yes, they're catching hell. While before families had a patriarch, no single mother's rule as so. Matriarch. And when men were protectors of the home, now as they beat fathers, they drift and roam. Now our youth's getting no guidance, no fathers, just single parents. Tell me then, baby men. And as our men stay missing, our sons keep drifting. Tell me then,
where the men?
Check culture and arts,
men.
On the Billboard charts,
men.
Nicki Minaj to Rihanna, women riding high. But on every block,
Monday,
was hard drugs in stock. So now you know why the woman on top, men in short supply. Strong men like Barrow. Now the field getting so narrow. Men as supreme leaders, we long past that stage. Way before females were typists and nurses, every single role today we reverse. Then we couldn't vote, speak or represent. Now check who is our PM. President, every top post we hold in.
speaking. Me in the spotlight speaking. Tell me then, Betty Man, how are tools even construction in hard hot cement? Short supply. Cheating, moving sly. Drinking, getting high. Ask me a no lie. Woman on top, man in short supply.
Sluggy, apparently we in short supply, boy.
Yeah.
That will be all you laugh out loud.
We still got the caller?
Yeah, they still here, Slug. That's the one to beat, Sluggy. I got to see who beat that one. The one to beat.
So you think that's... So you have that over if everybody performs at all level, because we all know it's on the day. It depends exactly on how the body performs. God knows that, but you have that as a contender up there with Village Ram and Lutz.
That's how they more ready than Village Ram, to be honest with you. Highly ready than Village Ram. For sure, there's two other girls, there's two other songs to Colin Spencer and the lady who sing We Lay Sleeping. Where We Lay Sleeping. Those two good songs too. Those two very good. I don't know if you listen to what's her name? Amara? I think Amara. Yeah, where the list different.
Yeah,
they have some strong contenders there. Very strong contenders. But women are strong. Men are short as a play. If you want to beat, definitely want to beat so far. Definitely want to beat so far.
Mm-hmm. Men are short. Oh no, men are short as a play. Men are short as a play. My man got men are short as a play. The main man got men in shorts to play right rated up there.
That's the one that I've seen so far.
No problem. Men in shorts to play. And the callers, all of the callers here, he liked that one. And that is the one to beat so far. Salute to you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling, Agent Rhythm. And Ryan.
You're welcome.
Lou, men in short supply.
Yep. I heard it today.
You're welcome. No problem. Men in short supply, Ollie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If that one does well in the tents, mm-hmm. you will get to hear it some more. So all the best to her. All the best to her, and hopefully she does well.
Sluggy.
Yeah.
With my very limited knowledge on Calypso and stuff like that, we had three songs. I can't. I know it was Likes, Men in Short Supply, and what's the name? But it was iWeb. Village Ram.
Village Ram. Yeah.
In my very limited understanding about Calypso, I think the first one for me hold the best way. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the topic, and as a young person, so when they talk about get children, like the eyes is go on me and stuff like that. So like out of all the three songs, that's the one that hit home most for me. But again, I am very inexperienced when it comes to Calypso. So to the listeners, just let you know, I'm a 24-year-old that have very little experience. But that is my humble opinion. I like Village Ram the most out of those three. I haven't heard the rest, but out of those three, Village Ram is the one that hit home for me the most.
Yes, Village Ram is the one that's more relatable. It's one, you know, he touch on a whole range of topics. And I'm sure that Ayweb, being the king, don't have to go through the judging stages or anything. You can prepare for the finals from now. I'm sure we will have some more surprises and some more topics added as the time goes on. So salute to Ayweb. I like that one. Out of the three, I like that one more as well. Mm-hmm. And then I also know that Ayweb has done it a number of times. He's won the crown a number of times. So you got a king that's won the crown a number of times. Mm-hmm. He don't have to go through the stress this year. And he have a good song, and he has a good song. So I think Oyeweb's right now, Oyeweb and his song right now, carrying more of it. Certainly one up front. Classic Lights isn't bad as well. I like Classic Lights. Like you said, he lists a whole host of things that he both like and dislike.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Bajan. I like the Bajan. I like the Bajan dialect. I expect as the season go on, Classic get the performer, I expect to see much more punch. Much more punch from him. But salutes to everyone, though. Crop over 2024. Crop over 2024. Sam salutes to the Seventh-day Adventist organization. Thank you for passing through. You know, as part of my personal mandate, and always try to share some sort of information that I could seek to educate anyone that might be listening, especially with any young people. So thanks for that. Mm-hmm. And then we got to go on to some crop over. We got to go on to some crop over. We got to listen to some music today for once. You know, because usually we've got so much people and so much topics and so much things to do. We hardly get to just listen to some music and enjoy it. But today, I was so thankful we got to listen to some crop over music and enjoy it. And then come back next week and do it again. Lou, if you don't got nothing to do next week, you can come back again. Let me listen to some more music.
Yeah.
And let me talk. Oh, Lou, we got to thank the call. We got to thank the callers, though. We can't forget because the callers was met the show. Because if the body ain't calling in, not the boy listening in, man, this ain't doing the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got Lou, we can end with you. I just want you to thank the callers and sign out.
Yes. So all to the listeners, this has been Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. With special thank you to all the people that called in. I hope you enjoyed the show. We got some good calypso to listen to. Me, I heard some calypso music for the first time. But you know what? I enjoyed tonight. I'm looking forward to it next week. And yeah, so to Barbados, you have a good night. This has been Sluggy Dan and Lou the Bajan. Thank you.